Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
The entrepreneurs and small business owners at Veal Hoden are hard at work, and some new opportunities are coming open for them, and perhaps for other businesses in Marion County. Let's go in depth with Joel Bennett with Veal Hoden Pella. Joel, it seems that you're on the edge of a cutting national trend with shared workspaces. Could you tell us a little bit about this trend?
Sure. You know, we've been here for about a year in what we call a co-working space, but around the country that does have a lot of different names. It could be called a shared workspace, could be called a business community, but it's a trend that started a number of years ago, probably the last 4 to 5 years, and has really grown tremendously in the big cities, and is now starting to creep into the rural areas and states like Iowa, where, you know, you don't have a lot of Minneapolis's or Chicago's, but you've got a number of towns that are strung together with strong businesses there. And so the cool thing about this is, especially when the economy's down, small businesses struggle. And we all know that small businesses are important to communities like Pella and Knoxville and throughout the counties around here. They need something to buoy them and really stabilize them. And what we've tried to do through our space at Veal Hoden is provide a place where they can set up shop, keep their business going, and also share resources. Instead of everybody buying a printer, we share a printer. Everybody buying internet access, we're sharing that access. It's a win for them from a financial standpoint, but the collaboration and the brainstorming that happens in a community and the connections that happen there as well really help spur business, and we're excited about that.
Well, in the old days, we used to mainly think about small businesses as being service businesses like insurance, dry goods, groceries, and retail in general. And that's changed. Everything's changed, hasn't it?
Absolutely. I think people would be surprised, especially in Marion County, about the number of businesses we have here that either have a very specialized manufacturing focus or a very strong technology focus. I don't think people think of us as the Silicon Valley of Iowa, but there's a lot of stuff going on here. We've got businesses that write software for large companies for lean manufacturing. We've got new startups happening. Truthfully, I've seen more new startups come out of Pella here recently than I have heard in some places like Des Moines. And we've seen some interesting conversations happen with what people would consider leaders in startup, the startup movement in Iowa, coming to Pella. We have Jeff Wood coming here today, actually, to speak to Central College from Silicon Prairie News. And he's excited about what he's seeing here, not only in the co-working piece, but just with new companies cropping up and really gaining regional and national attention. And so it's been exciting for me to kind of being a native here, growing up here most of my life, even changing my mindset from Pella, Knoxville being, for the most part, manufacturing or agricultural communities, and really starting to see them now as movers and shakers in a market that's really changing.
Well, we've got a lot of home-based businesses now, don't we?
Yeah, I think the other thing that's interesting is as people step out of corporate roles, as they come up with great ideas, a lot of these people are running these companies from home, whether it be from a home office or kind of from the road, working from the front seat of their car. But there are some pretty interesting and strong businesses that have grown up that are home-based, and so they don't need a 1,000 square foot or a 5,000 square foot building to do business in. They really need a laptop, a Wi-Fi connection, and at times a place to meet with customers, and they're ready to go.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about happenings at Veal Hoden with Joel Bennett.
Well, and I work at home, but it seems that there's always distractions at home. There's always a good book to read. There's always a nap to take or something. And so having a shared workspace where you still go to work, but you don't have all the infrastructure costs like Veal Hoden, that's an alternative, isn't it?
Absolutely. We really have in what we call mobile members, folks that just drop in. They don't really need an office here with four walls. They just need a space. Really kind of two categories of people. One, people that used to home office, and although that arrangement worked for them in the short term, really didn't find it of value in the long term because they either got bored, they got distracted. There's too many other pressures there of, hey, maybe I should do a load of laundry, or sometimes feeling like a babysitter. And so being able to come in and spend time here, they get rid of those distractions and find themselves much more productive. We also have a set of people who really see us as kind of their business home away from home. So sometimes they'll work from home or from the road, but they come here to really use that collaboration. A couple other co-working spaces on the East Coast termed a phrase that says working alone sucks. And when we first heard that, we kind of laughed about it. But now we understand how valuable things like collaboration and conversations and just being able to bounce ideas from business to business can really help. And so working alone can be a struggle sometimes, and being around other people can help.
Well, sometimes you just need that intellectual stimulation, that conversation or different ideas, bouncing an idea off of somebody else.
Yes, we've seen it here where a business is considering a new product or a new service, or maybe they're just trying to determine a new way to market their products. And by bouncing ideas off of other businesses here or people that aren't even truly in their segment, and getting a fresh perspective, that can be a big help. One of the other things that we try to offer here is kind of shared training. When somebody has a knowledge area that others don't have, whether it be Facebook or Twitter, or it could be a new piece of software out on the internet, or just a new way of doing business, we try to make sure that people are sharing those ideas broadly and really being a culture of collaboration instead of kind of hoarding that information for yourself. There's nothing that makes you more competitive by holding on to information that could help somebody else in a different sector. And so by an insurance company or a title and abstract company or a technology company getting together and saying, hey, have you thought about this way of doing business, or have you thought about targeting your customers in this way? Everybody really wins. And that's been the standpoint or the viewpoint we've had from the beginning here is we can make this business community and the communities around us stronger by working together.
Well, there's probably a different dynamic, too, here that you don't get at a big company, because working in environments where there's a lot of people, it seems that and you're all working for the same company, there's some people that are more givers, some people that are more takers, and that not everything is necessarily balanced in a large office space. Some people are working harder than others. And here, it's a different dynamic, isn't it?
Right. When we set up the space, one of the things that we found, one of the reasons why this space was created in the first place is we had a lot of these small businesses working in places like Smoky Row or other coffee shops, environments that were lively, light, kind of a fun environment, but at the same time, they were trying to get work done. And they liked those spaces because of that kind of environment. There wasn't the cubicle, very sterile environment that in some people's minds was stifling their creativity. It was a place where they felt like they could be productive to a point. The only issue was when they had needed to meet with clients or have a conference room or whatever else, those services weren't available. And so when we started the space, we wanted the same kind of atmosphere here. Now, we don't look and feel like a coffee shop in general, but you're going to find people working. A lot of times you'll say we're working alone together. And so each of us is working on our own thing, but there are a lot of conversations that happen in the hallway, that happen across the table. You have people that are bopping in and out. You take a 5-minute break to kind of get refreshed and talk to people, grab a cup of coffee in the conference room, and then you're back to work. And so the environment is quite a bit different. And being somebody who has worked in the educational environment and worked in the corporate environment, those environments can be very productive, but at some points that heads down work 8 hours a day without a break or without some kind of interaction with other people can really get to you. And we hope that when people come here, they don't find that at all.
Well, and observing from the outside, it seems to me that you've become, the place has become sort of a center for entrepreneurs, and that you share information with people about different opportunities for entrepreneurs. And it seems to me, anyway, that anybody that's thinking about a startup needs to come and talk with you. You've positioned yourself in a very interesting way in our local business community.
We're finding a lot of people are stepping out with new ideas. What, like I said, whether it's a product, whether it's a business, but they just don't know where to start. And so being able to talk to other businesses that have done it or that can help with it is very encouraging. And we want to be a center here in this community where people can kind of step out and share the risk with other people who have already done it. And so whether that is passing on information that we find out about, whether that's offering seminars or events like BizBrew or the Idea Exchange, where you get a chance to meet other people and share your ideas and get encouragement and also resources, we feel that that's important in that process of getting startups, new companies, new businesses here in Marion County, and being able to see this community thrive in ways that that maybe we weren't used to seeing. And we've got some great resources here in Marion County, whether it be Marion County Development, whether it be the Chamber of Commerce's in each of the cities. But for some of these small one-man shops that are maybe technology-based or manufacturing-based that don't have a retail spot, you know, they're not quite ready for a chamber membership. But what they really need is, you know, a resource that can help build them up, help provide what they need so that they can get going and grow so that they can hire more people and be a cornerstone of this community.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about happenings at Veal Hoden with Joel Bennett. And so I can show up and share an idea, and you can say, that's not a very good idea, that's already been done, or that's a great idea, here's how to make it better, and here's some organizations that might, some people that might be able to help you.
Absolutely. Our hope is that if you walk in with an idea, that we can give you not only feedback on that idea, but to start to plug you into resources in the community, in the county, in the state, that can help make that idea a reality. Our events like the Idea Exchange, people come with an idea, and sometimes what they need is just feedback. Sometimes what they need is, I need somebody to invest in this, or I need a space, or I need a partner. And so what we try to do is link them up and be a resource for them in that, and in some ways a matchmaker. And we see ourselves being successful when they're successful.
And so your work complements that of the Chamber and the Marion County Economic Development Commission.
Absolutely. They're doing a great job with the companies that we have here, and they've got their work cut out for them in the tough economy that we have. In some ways, we want to be a feeder for them and or an incubator for new companies that can move into their pools and help them step out into to the future.
Now, there's some new developments happening as well. A statewide initiative you mentioned the other day. Could you tell us about that?
Sure. We've had a number of co-working spaces, incubators, what they call startup organizations that are banding together in the state. And you mentioned how much this movement is growing. In the state of Iowa, when we started a year ago, we were one of only three or four spaces in the state that I knew of that had any kind of focus on co-working or entrepreneurship centers. Since then, we've seen a number of these crop up with different categories. Some of them are very focused on tech. Some of them are very focused on manufacturing or engineering or kind of what I would call a heavy tech emphasis. But now we're seeing things in Iowa City, in Cedar Falls, Cedar Rapids, and behind the scenes, a lot of these space owners are talking to each other and how we can kind of start pulling the web or the strands of the web together in the state to help entrepreneurs, whether they're in Des Moines, Pella, Council Bluffs, wherever, get together and talk and share resources and make Iowa, the state that we love, kind of hit itself on the map and seeing ourselves as the Silicon Prairie. And a place where people should do business and can do business. And so recently we've come together. There's five spaces right now that are part of what's called the Iowa Startup Alliance. And the Iowa Startup Alliance is really focused on connecting entrepreneurs, connecting startups with each other. And so a member of Veal Houghton here in Pella now has access to all of the other co-working and incubator spaces in the state of Iowa. If they're doing business in Des Moines with a client, they can drop into one of those spaces and work for the day for free because they already have a membership. So it's kind of like a membership visa. And that allows them not only to work there, but also make contacts, share resources, meet new companies that may be able to partner with them or help them out along their journey. And we're excited about this because we think once these connections are made, the growth here in Iowa could be exponential. You start putting good players together in the same room, companies that have amazing ideas and amazing staffs, new things always come out of that. And so I'm excited to see where this will go. I'm very happy that folks like Christian Reno in Des Moines and others across the state are pushing this initiative forward and trying to put Iowa in a spot where we're looked at as a state of startups. And that's probably fresh in most people's minds for Iowa. They think of us, again, as corn and hogs and everything else. But it's could be very soon that companies are looking at us to start here because they understand the environment that we have is conducive to startups.
And so somebody from Veal Houghton could go to Iowa City or Des Moines or Cedar Falls and establish a new relationship there, potentially new business relationship there. But they might also find out something that's happening up there that a colleague down here or a company in existence down here might be able to make that relationship. They might be able to coordinate other people profiting and maybe not even themselves.
Absolutely. If you think about a company like Lean Tech here in Pella, who has clients around Iowa and even parts of the Midwest, going up to a Cedar Falls, which has a strong focus not only on entrepreneurship but on lean manufacturing, they're going to run into companies that have not only the same focus but the same passion. And so that could turn into new business. That could turn into new partnerships for software that hadn't even been dreamed up before. And that can also mean that they run into somebody that works in a different industry that they're familiar with because they work with somebody here at Veal Houghton that does it. The flip side of that, though, is the cross-pollination that can happen here in Pella, because we also know that some of these Des Moines businesses, Cedar Rapids, elsewhere, have clients here in Pella, or at least in Marion County. And so they can drop in here at Veal Houghton. They can work a day or a couple of days here while calling on clients. And as they're here, we get a chance to, tap into what they're able to offer and also offer up any other resources that we have. Let them see Pella as a place to do business, and hopefully good things come from that.
So win-win-win.
Absolutely. That's what we're here for. And, we hope that people will continue to see us as a resource. We're not just a space. One of the things that I said very early on is if at the end of the day we're successful in being a workspace, we failed. What we want to be successful in is creating community and collaboration in small business. And I feel like we've done that over the last year. But we are looking for, other people in this community that may just be thinking, boy, I wish I had just a little bit more help, or I wish I had a space that I could work, that I could bounce off ideas with other people. And if that's you, we'd love to talk to you. We've got plenty of space still available. We've recently expanded and added a few more offices that are available for people if they need an office. But at the end of the day, we just want to make sure that the businesses here in town are getting the help that they need, and we feel like we can provide it.
Thanks to Joel Bennett for contributing to the program.
For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.